There ain't much point having a great voice or having a fantastic microphone to help you record that great voice if you can't hear what a great voice you've got. Therefore, we are moving on from microphones to headphones in the next few editions of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Three reasons you need studio headphones on the way. But first of all, let's take a brief look at monitors or loudspeakers or simply speakers. Why do we need them? So we can hear the final mix of recorded audio in a room situation, that is, without headphones. So several people can hear the same audio at the same time, and also to be able to hear each other's comments as well. You can't do that if each of you are wearing headphones, even if you are listening to the same item. In a live studio, to enable us to hear the output when a microphone is closed, we use speakers. And we've got a link to some more notes on this in today's show notes. But what about headphones specifically? Today, three reasons why you need headphones in a studio situation. To better hear the sound of your own voice or that of a contributor and monitor the quality of both and fix in the moment rather than in the edits. Things like background noise, speaking levels, high or low, plosives and so on. Editing problems later, really time-consuming, may even be impossible to fix. It may be easier to re-record the entire piece again using more time, removing the spontaneity. So much better to just fix it in the moment, and you know what's going on in the moment if you're wearing those headphones. Also, to hear any audio that we mix in with our voice in a live or recorded session. So that could be music, sound effect, or someone else's voice. We can only hear the effect and what that mix and what those levels are like if we're hearing it in our headphones when the microphone is open. And also to allow a presenter or a voice actor to hear instructions from a producer via a talkback intercom system while you've got the microphone open, without what they're saying to you being heard on air or being heard by a guest. So let me take you through that. When you've got your microphone open, it cuts the studio speakers, because otherwise what someone is saying to you would come out of the studio speakers and into the microphone and out through the speakers and into the microphone, and that within half a second is going to be going so fast it's going to be causing a high-pitched squeal. So what happens when you open up your microphone is that the studio speakers are killed and you just have the audio in your headphones. So obviously you can think of some situations where a producer or a director is talking to you via the talkback, via that intercom system, directly into your headphones when you've got a microphone open without it being heard on air. And that could be something like, 1 minute till the news, for example. Or it could be in a live radio situation. It could be, okay, wind up this guest, they're a little bit boring. You don't want that kind of comment either being heard on air or being heard by the guest, who is potentially rather boring. There's three reasons today why you need headphones. I've thought of three more, and I'm going to bring those to you tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.